Hey you, and welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today, we're looking at something I've actually been using myself, and honestly, I'm really excited about it. It's Negano Tonic.
Ah, yes, Nagano Tonic. It's been getting quite a bit of buzz.
Totally. And for good reason, I think. If you're maybe searching for a natural way to handle weight management, maybe get a bit more energy.
Well, this is definitely worth hearing about. I've personally felt a fantastic shift.
That's great to hear firsthand. So for everyone listening, Negano Tonic is essentially a dietary supplement. It takes its cues from Japanese wellness ideas. And the whole point is to help with digestion, give your metabolism a bit of a kickstart, and generally support weight management. It uses a mix of plant-based ingredients.
Exactly. And that was huge for me, knowing it's natural, none of
Yeah.
those harsh chemicals. Plus, it's made right here in the U.S. in an FDA registered facility. That definitely gave me more confidence.
That's good info. Manufacturing standards are important, for sure. And listen, because I've had such a good experience, I want you to know there's a link in the description. You can get special discounted pricing on Negano Tonic there. Seriously, might be worth checking out if this sounds interesting.
Good tip.
So, yeah, today's mission, let's really unpack what makes Negano Tonic tick. We'll look at the key ingredients, the benefits people are talking about, based on what we found and, well, my experience.
Sounds good. Where should we start? Maybe the ingredients?
Let's do it. What's one of the standouts?
Well, one ingredient you see mentioned is Kemu Kamu. It's considered a superfruit, really high in vitamin C. So that's obviously great for boosting immunity, but it also seems to play a role in metabolism.
Interesting.
And it's loaded with antioxidants. These help fight oxidative stress, inflammation, which are factors that can impact weight management too.
Yeah, I definitely felt sort of an overall wellness boost. Maybe that's the antioxidants working. And another one I found really interesting was EGCG. That's from green tea, right?
That's the one. EGCG is another powerful antioxidant, but also known for potentially boosting fat burning
How does it do that?
through thermogenesis. Basically, it helps your body produce a bit more heat, and that process burns calories.
Okay. Makes sense. And the energy I felt was really smooth, not like a crazy caffeine rush followed by a crash.
Right. That's a common observation. Plus, some research suggests EGCG might help reduce overall body fat, even that tricky visceral fat around the organs.
Oh, wow. Okay, what else is in there?
Then there's mangosteen, sometimes called the queen of fruits.
Heard of it.
It's rich in something called xanthones. These are, again, potent antioxidants fighting off free radicals. And it's got a good amount of fiber, which is great for digestive health.
Okay, so digestion support too. Nice.
And users often report weight loss and, like you mentioned, feeling more energetic.
I can definitely back up the energy part. What about Panax ginseng? That sounds familiar.
Very well known. Ginseng is famous for boosting energy levels, helping with stress, but it also supports metabolism. It contains compounds called ginsenosides. These offer a whole range of health benefits, potentially even protecting brain cells and helping manage stress better.
That's pretty comprehensive.
It is. And moving on, there's Momordica charantia, that's bitter melon.
Bitter melon. Okay.
Its key role seems to be in regulating blood sugar and managing carbs, helping to prevent those big spikes and drops in energy.
Oh, that's huge. Those crashes often lead to cravings, right?
Exactly. So keeping blood sugar stable is really helpful for weight control.
Absolutely. What else? I remember reading about ashwagandha.
Yes, ashwagandha. It's an adaptogen.
Adaptogen. What's that mean exactly?
Adaptogens are natural substances thought to help the body kind of cope with stress better. Physical, chemical, biological stress.
Okay.
So ashwagandha helps manage stress by influencing cortisol levels. It can also support hormonal balance, improve sleep, maybe even sex drive, and it seems to help optimize how the body breaks down fat.
Wow, that's a lot of potential benefits from one ingredient.
It's a popular one in wellness circles for a reason. Then you got acerola.
Acerola. Look at the cherry.
Sort of a cherry-like fruit, yes. And like Camu Camu, it's packed with vitamin C, great for the immune system, reducing oxidative stress, and it might even help cut down cravings by stabilizing blood sugar.
So many of these seem to link back to blood sugar and energy.
It's a common thread. For sustained energy, there's also Eleuthero root or Siberian ginseng
Another ginseng type.
related, yeah. It's known for boosting energy, improving endurance, and it can support heart health by helping with blood flow.
Feels like it covers a lot of bases for just feeling good overall.
That seems to be the goal. We also see alfalfa leaf in the mix.
Alfalfa, like for rabbits.
Ha. Well, yes, but it's good for us too. It's high in dietary fiber.
Ah, fiber. Good for digestion and feeling full.
Precisely. Supports blood sugar control aids digestion, helps you feel satisfied so you might not overeat.
Makes sense.
Then there's cinnamon cassia.
Oh, I love cinnamon.
Good for more than just taste. It helps stabilize blood sugar, improves insulin sensitivity, can reduce cravings. Plus, it has anti-inflammatory effects that support metabolic health.
It's amazing how many common spices have these properties. Ginger, too, is that in there?
Ginger is included, yes. Another powerhouse. Boosts metabolism, supports digestion, helps burn calories, aids in fat oxidation.
Okay, I'm seeing a pattern here. Metabolism, digestion, energy.
Definitely. And one more key one is inulin.
Inulin? That's a prebiotic, isn't it?
Exactly. A prebiotic fiber. So it feeds the good bacteria in your gut, promoting gut health. It also helps you feel full and keeps energy steady by managing blood sugar.
So it really feels like each ingredient is chosen for a specific purpose.
It seems that way. And the sources also mention a specific blend of 8 extracts. Fucoxanthin, bioperine, which helps absorption, Panax ginseng, EGCG, resveratrol, citrus pectin, alfalfa leaf, and acerola. The idea is they work together.
Right, it's not just throwing things in a pot. You mentioned they work together, like a team effort.
That's the concept synergy. The sources talk about a synergistic effect, meaning the combination might be more powerful than just adding up the individual effects.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Think about Panax ginseng for energy and fat burning, combined with bitter melon for blood sugar control. They might complement each other nicely. Or mangosteen and acerola, both packed with antioxidants, working together for gut health and metabolism.
Okay, so the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, potentially.
That's the idea behind synergistic formulas like this, amplifying the benefits for weight management, energy, digestion, maybe even reducing inflammation.
And honestly, that aligns with what I felt. It wasn't just one thing. It was an overall improvement. I noticed the energy boost pretty fast, like within the first week. And the sources mentioned improved focus too, which I can kind of see.
That's interesting. Focus isn't always the first thing people think of with these supplements.
Right. And it's apparently safe for long-term use. Oh, and one source pointed out the eco-friendly packaging. Little detail, but nice.
Always good to see companies thinking about that. It really seems popular among people looking for natural health options.
Yeah, the customer feedback seems pretty wild. One source mentioned over 99,000 reviews with like a 4.9 out of 5-star average rating.
Wow, 99,000's a lot. That's significant.
Totally. People talking about weight loss, definitely the energy levels, better focus. A lot of them saying they saw the best changes after using it consistently for maybe 3 to 6 months.
Consistency is usually key with supplements. And another source backed that up, mentioning over 80,000 customers giving it around 4.6 stars. Similar feedback weight loss, appreciating the natural ingredients.
It's reassuring to hear so many others had positive results, you know, and it's super easy to use.
How do you take it?
Just one scoop mixed in water once a day. I liked taking it in the morning, kind of kickstarts the day. But the main thing is just being consistent.
Simple enough. And where can people get it if they're interested?
Okay, important point. You got to buy it from the official website. Apparently, yeah, there can be fakes out there.
Good warning. Always best to go direct for supplements.
Exactly. And like I mentioned, use that link in the description. That's where you'll find the special discounted pricing we've been talking about.
Right, the discount. And they have different package options.
Yeah, you can get one bottle to try it out or save more money with a 3-bottle or 6-bottle supply. The multi-bottle packs often come with free shipping in the U.S. too.
And what about a guarantee? Trying something new can feel like a risk.
Totally understandable. But they offer a 180-day money-back guarantee, 6 months. So you really can give it a proper try and see if it works for you without risk.
180 days is quite generous. It shows confidence in the product.
For sure. The prices listed were $79 for one bottle, $177 for three, and $234 for six. So the price per bottle goes down quite a bit if you buy more.
Makes sense for long-term use.
Yeah.
So official website is key, discount link in the description, 180-day guarantee.
You got it. So yeah, wrapping things up, my personal take, it's been fantastic. And looking at the ingredients, the synergy, all that positive feedback, it really paints a strong picture.
It does seem like a well-thought-out formula, targeting several aspects of wellness.
Right. It's designed to help with healthy weight management, give you that energy boost, support your metabolism, just contribute to feeling better overall. If you're exploring natural options, I genuinely think it's worth considering.
A comprehensive approach.
Definitely. So one last time, check out that link in the description for the special pricing on Nagano Tonic. It could be the start of your own wellness journey.
Which brings us to a final thought for you to ponder. Considering this blend of natural, time-tested ingredients and the positive results people are reporting, could integrating something like Nagano Tonic be a sustainable, maybe even enjoyable way for you to prioritize your health and energy in the long run?
Something to think about for sure. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.